Austin French, good feeling, WWIB, 62 degrees. You can look for, if you want to look, Austin's written a book. He's an author like our friend Jason Cans, who joins us now. Best 5 minutes of the day. How'd you like that segue, huh?
That was impressive.
Yeah.
That was an impressive segue.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Thank you.
I'm not a professional singer, however.
So. No. But you, no. I've seen you sing on stage at the Crestview Talent Show.
I have, yes. With my kid, we did a number from The Greatest Showman, which
uh-huh.
is a musical we both love. So that seems like forever ago. That was right at the start of the pandemic, when they were starting to talk about shutting things down. And
so
we are a couple years later.
We should probably make this the day. The question of the day should be, what is one or more movies you're embarrassed to say you've never seen? And boy, I'm embarrassed to say I loved the trailer for The Greatest Showman?
The Greatest Showman, yeah.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed to say I've not seen that Hugh Jackman movie.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry.
It's amazing. Well, it's amazing to me that you and I are friends, and I didn't know that about you.
I'm sorry.
I
was gone for a couple of years, and whatever.
Sure.
I could come up with excuses,
sure.
But
yeah,
so I'm embarrassed. So, anyhow, is there a movie you're embarrassed to say you've never seen?
I've never seen The Sound of Music.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, I know. My wife loves it. And, you know, I've seen snippets of it, but I have never sat down and watched the movie. And at least once a year, and probably closer to 10 times a year, she will say to me, you know what, you really need to watch The Sound of Music. And I'll say, yeah, I know. Especially given that I love musicals, it seems obvious that I should watch it, and I just haven't.
Okay, that's funny. Hey, I got to say, this is something I'm noticing is that, so I was watching season 2 of Stranger Things with Elena last night. And by the way, played pickleball, Elena and Grace for the first time. Thank you to Steve Obley, who knew the game. So I was playing with them, but Steve came out. We played doubles. It was great. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to thank him personally. So that was great yesterday. But then Elena and I were hanging out. She's kind of trucking along through it into season 2. But I see Paul Reiser plays like a doctor in that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So Paul Reiser.
No, it's interesting.
From Mad About You. Go ahead. What's interesting?
Yeah. And that's a blast from the past, talking about Mad About You.
Right.
You know, I was going to say, it's interesting that you'll see people pop up who, you know, kind of older 80s actors, 90s actors showing up in the show. And it's a lot of fun to see that happening. And
here's what I noticed.
I love Mad About You.
Yeah, I did too. And it makes me want to go back and watch the older episodes. And then I think they did something that was kind of like some updated episodes in the last couple of years. Like just a handful. But the thing is, I look at it and I go, man, I have this expectation that he would still look the same. What is with that? Do I need counseling?
You know, I think it's just a good reflection on our inability to perceive our own aging.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll
see
people from my hometown and I think, man, when did the people I went to high school with get old?
I know it.
You know, and forgetting that I'm, you know, aging at the same pace that they are.
Although I did have somebody tell me at One Fest this weekend I had Dick Clark-itis. They're like, you don't age. So that was nice.
That's a huge compliment.
I know.
That's nice.
All right. Yeah, it's funny. I got my 40th year high school reunion coming up September 10th in Wauwatosa, and I just dropped the coin for the last day. Hours before the tickets went up in price, I finally paid for it. So, all right.
Wow.
We've got 4 more questions to try to figure out who you are,
sure.
And I cannot wait to put this into the Bat computer. Here we go. Question 67 is, which do you wish more for yourself? A, strength of will, or B, strength of emotion?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I would have to say strength of will.
All right.
Yeah, let's go with that.
All right, 68. Do you see yourself as basically A, thick-skinned, or B, thin-skinned?
Thick-skinned.
2 more to go. Do you tend to notice disorderliness or opportunities for change?
Disorderliness, absolutely.
And finally, are you more routinized than whimsical? Let me answer this. Or B, whimsical than routinized. You're B.
I'm whimsical. At least that is my heart's desire, is to be whimsical.
I've got 70 answers to plug into the Bat computer, and I can explain you tomorrow.
Excellent. I'm excited to hear what I'm like.
All right. We need to get a little bit more spiritual content this morning. Can you give us Matthew 6, 16 through 18?
Matthew 6, 16 to 18 says, "And when you fast, don't make it obvious as the hypocrites do, for they try to look miserable and disheveled, so people will admire them for their fasting. I tell you the truth that it is the only reward they will ever get. But when you fast, comb your hair and wash your face. Then no one will notice that you are fasting except your Father, who knows what you do in private. And your Father, who sees everything, will reward you."
All right, and so from Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved on the New Testament, we come up with this on those three verses. Fasting as a spiritual practice used to be more common, and sometimes religious people intentionally made themselves appear miserable so that other people might notice. Like prayer or charity, if your actions are motivated by worldly accolades, you'll receive what you seek. It's so common for people to draw attention to their goodness. What they allegedly do to honor me becomes all about them. Listen, you can do many soul-enriching things, but there's no need to draw attention to yourself. I see you and I honor your work. Instead, prepare yourself as you always do, then go out and live your life. Final thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I think it's just a good reminder to go about living our lives trying to honor God and love others well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I had talked to a listener that I told you about yesterday that reacted to the program here, and I left it out, and let's see if I can remember what I called it. And here we go. All right, so this, we're going to close it out. This is going to be one of the longer best 5 minutes of the day, but this was Jim I talked to. He was born in Germany, raised on a Wisconsin farm. Here's what he said.
"You're an early morning listener to Wim."
Oh, yes, absolutely. And that's the greatest way to start the day with Jason's, you know, little excerpts there. Just a little bit a day is all we can handle. So.
And you actually bought a copy of Letters to the Beloved, and you want me to sign it?
Yes, I do. I would be honored, privileged, if you would sign that for my mother, 95 years old, going strong. So
she lives in Eau Claire?
She lives in the country, back home on the farm, in Chippewa County.
Terrific.
Chippewa Clark County Corners.
And you're enjoying the One Fest?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You guys got a great show and, you know, going here. So.
Crowder rocked your socks off last night?
Absolutely. Spiritual defibrillation gets you going, you know. So, yeah. You know, crazy world out there. Got some hope right here, you guys.
How about that, Jason, huh?
Man, that was amazing. I wish I would have been there to meet Jim. You know, it's always fun to meet listeners. You know, we talk about that when we're at breakfast.
Yep.
Yeah, just wonderful.
All right.
So thank you, Jim.
Very good. Thanks, buddy. Yeah. So his 95-year-old mom got a copy of Letters to the Beloved for you. You can get your copy at Amazon. Learn more about Jason's writings, jasoncans.com. Yes, this is a feel-old birthday. Yesterday was Austin Rivers turning 30. It made you feel old. Butch Patrick. Who's Butch Patrick? You're like... He is Eddie Munster, and he's 69 today. No! One of the episodes I remember, I was talking with my mic off. I'm so flustered. Eddie, one of the episodes I remember is like he had a beard, and then he had some soup, and then the beer disappeared. I don't know. It's a weird memory. So Eddie is 69 today, and you can't deny it. Just the reality of aging. All right, Caleb, it's a new day and a new question, and this is one we've talked about for a while, and it just kind of happened this morning because in the best 5 minutes of the day, Jason mentioned The Greatest Showman, and I was like...
Love that movie.
I said, I'm embarrassed to say, yes, Caleb, I'm embarrassed to say I've never seen that Hugh Jackman movie.
You don't have to be embarrassed, but I do think you would very much enjoy it. Has anyone else in your family seen it?
Let me say, I've seen the trailer. Yeah, I think other members have, and so it just is kind of one of those things. Christy telling us on the Wib Wake Up Show page, brace yourself, she has never seen any Lord of the Rings or Star Wars movies.
Oh.
Yeah. So
as Crowder said to me, I believe perhaps your life isn't as full as the rest of us. Just kidding. All love.
Anyhow, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't say embarrassed, but anyhow, that is the case. Jason said He's never seen The Sound of Music. So people have well-known movies they haven't seen. We'd love listeners to tell us this morning what's theirs.
And I'm sure that we all can think of a lot, too. And so maybe we take out the embarrassed thing and just say, what's a movie everyone else has seen and you haven't?
There we go. I'm going to change the wording. So our question of the morning, and this is something we talked about pulling out, and it just happened this morning, Caleb, because in the best 5 minutes of the day at 5:45, Jason referenced The Greatest Showman. I said, I'm embarrassed to say I've never seen that Hugh Jackman movie. He admitted he'd never seen Sound of Music. So it's become our question on the Wib Wake Up So Facebook group and on the listener line at 396-1670, where Sarah from La Crescent says a movie she's never seen is Gone with the Wind.
I actually have not seen that either. And considering, again, how I had a video emphasis in college, you'd think I would have seen some of the... And I've seen a lot of the classics.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, Hitchcock and such. But, no, I haven't seen Gone with the Wind. Another one, I was looking at all-time worldwide box office.
Okay.
I've seen a lot of these, but one that I haven't seen, and to be honest, really have no intention of seeing, is Titanic.
Okay.
I just have no interest. And now, I do think it's cool that Jack is from Chippewa Falls.
Yeah.
It's my adopted hometown. But I just have no interest at all. I'm sorry.
It's been a while now, but yeah, that's a box office smash. Beth weighs in, 396-1670 in Eau Claire, says she's never seen Jaws. I've seen it the last couple.
I've seen part of it.
4th of July's, actually. So, all right, those are a couple of them. Are we got some other answers?
Well, and another one that I was thinking just personally, all-time worldwide box office, and I know there's a sequel to this coming out, Avatar, and it's not that I haven't watched it. On two different occasions, I've tried to watch that movie, and on two different occasions, I've fallen asleep. I'm not trying to slam the movie. I've just fallen asleep both times, so I can't say that I've watched it.
I got to acknowledge I have not seen that one either. Sherry says on the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group, she's never seen any of the Harry Potter movies. You know what? I've only seen bits and pieces of those. Cheryl says Top Gun and Grumpy Old Men she's never seen.
So I just recently watched Top Gun because there's the new one coming out, which I also have not seen.
Original.
But yeah, I watched the original one.
Yeah.
And I kind of wondered what all the fuss was about it originally. Like, I don't know.
But it seems like people seem to be saying this one's even better, right?
Yeah,
and that the story maybe is even better.
I'm interested in the new one. And the old Top Gun, I completely understand that maybe in its time, in its heyday, was really groundbreaking. I just watched it now in 2022 and was like, yeah.
Time for some Tuesday trivia, WWIB 8 before 8.
All right, let's get rolling on this. We have two Mycon Cinemas movie passes to give to our winner, 715-723-2555. As always, we do our Tuesday trivia live on the air on the studio line, so call 715-723-2555. Here's our question this morning on the Wib Wake Up Show. The average family of four throws away 72 of these annually. The average family of four throws away 72 of these every year. We want to send you to the movies at Mycon Cinemas. Cool, air conditioning, great films coming out this summer. The average family of four throws away 72 of these annually. What are we talking about? 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Family of four, your average, will toss out 72 of these this year.
I'm tempted to give a hint right away, so put duct tape over me.
715-723-2555. Who will we send to the movies? And again, it starts off with just some wild guesses. That's fine. We gotta start somewhere.
It's food related.
Food related. All right, we'll start off with food related. It is food related. The average family of four throws away 72 of these every single year.
All right, that stumped them.
715-723-2555. Wib Wake Up Show Tuesday trivia.
Somebody had a non-food
related. Yeah, I know. And then they're like, thanks for the clue, Mark.
All right.
Let's go here again, 723-2555. Call the studio line if you want in on this chance to win two Mycon Cinemas movie passes.
We've got our first caller. Hi.
Hi. Is it Pieces of Fruit?
Is it Pieces of Fruit? It's not Pieces of Fruit, but thank you. Try again.
Okay.
723-2555. The average family of five throws out 72 of these in a year.
72. Not fruit. Not fruit
Something
related.
Food related. Hi.
Milk jugs.
Milk jugs. Very good guess. Well, tonight at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds, an event that many have looked forward to for months. It's National Night Out 2022. Such a great time with lots of free family activities and the chance to interact with our local law enforcement, fire, and EMS personnel. And we're here with the man who really spearheads putting this together here in Chippewa County, Officer Ryan Bowie, or I probably should say Investigator Ryan Bowie from the Chippewa Falls Police Department. Good morning, sir, and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
great to have you on. And I know this is a process that starts months and months ago. It's not just a few weeks. This is multiple months, and maybe even toward the beginning of the year as you plan this National Night Out gathering, this event for so many in the community, expecting well over 1,000 tonight. We've been blessed with beautiful weather. What all goes into this night?
So just like you said, planning. This is a very highly anticipated event that we at the police department love. Our officers get a really, really good feel to be out with the public and have a good night. But, you know, planning first, it's not just me. It's a lot of people at the police department. It's, you know, members of our alumni association that help out, other community organizations, other departments come together and just try to have a really good night with families. You know, build that community policing relationship with the public. It's just a good time to, you know, bring the kids over and meet officers and EMS and fire personnel, and, you know, try to, you know, dunk an officer in the dunk tank and come and watch Canine Leo perform for everyone. It's just a fun night and a free night for everyone involved.
Yeah, Ryan, it sounds like it's such a fantastic family night. I mean, you love to see families come, but how important is it from your perspective in law enforcement to use this as an opportunity to build good quality relations and help the young people, you know, maybe get a better perspective of who you are and what you do?
Oh, it's huge. It's major importance. You know, as law enforcement, we have a job to do. And I think I can talk for everyone in this community and in the department. The year 2022 has been quite interesting year for everyone. And I feel that this year is more important than any other year we've had at National Night Out. And it's just to build that relationship that, you know, yes, we are officers, but we also have families. You know, I have a wife and two little boys, and, you know, to speak for everyone else within the department, you know, we're just human, and we're just like everyone else to have a good time with everybody.
Talking with Investigator Ryan Bowie of the Chippewa Falls Police Department ahead of National Night Out tonight, 5 to 8 p.m. at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. What are some of the highlights, Ryan, that people can enjoy? Because, again, there's free food and drinks, something fun you're doing with the dunk tank. You mentioned Officer Leo, the canine demonstration. What are some of the highlights that you think people are going to be most excited to see tonight? And, again, it's all free.
Yeah, no, definitely. Free is the big word, right? So food, ice, root beer provided, you know, so that's the main thing. But, you know, we have an officer dunk tank. You know, we had some recent unforeseen circumstances with the second dunk tank. So, unfortunately, we don't have the war going on today. But we do have our highly anticipated officer dunk tank. We have three officers already on the books to get dunked in water for 3 hours by anybody and however many times they want to do it. You know, at 7 o'clock tonight, we have K-9 Leo, his handler, Sergeant McMahon. We'll be doing a demonstration in the main grandstand with the permanent bleachers this time. And, you know, to kind of showcase his training and skills of what a police canine does for the community. You know, we have a scavenger hunt that our department is running where it's a crime scene scavenger hunt for kids with a prize. And, you know, our alumni association is going to be raffling off a scooter and a helmet provided by Northwestern Bank. Again, everything is free. To get into that raffle is free. You just got to be there. But again, I think the biggest thing to take away is just it's 3 hours of building relationships with the fire and the EMS and law enforcement. You know, the fire department's going to be putting on a demonstration as well with their big ladder truck with the water hose. So there's a lot, you know, and the vendors that are there, the organizations, the nonprofit organizations that will be there on hand for families, they also have their own little games. So it's not just law enforcement with the dunk tank and the canine. There's You know, I want to say we almost doubled our vendor list in last year. Mm. That's what I'm saying. It's
going to be big.
Bigger every single year. Right. It's gotten big.
Well, if OneFest was the family event of the summer, this is certainly the weeknight event of the summer. It sounds like. Officer Ryan Bovey, thank you so much for joining us. CFPD and Caleb will be there tonight early, kind of continue to get the word out here on WWIB and all the way until 8 o'clock. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having us, and thank you for everything you've done.
Fantastic. Boy, it's just a lot of reasons to go tonight, Caleb.
Seriously. I mean, if nothing else, I'll just say the root beer is incredible.
Yeah. No, it sounds fantastic. There's so many reasons. We've got the sign-up for Metropolis. You've got 200 coupons regarding custard and Culver's for the kids. So get on out there and enjoy that. And I'd get there early. Get there and enjoy the event because you want to be there as long as you can. All right, WWIB. So something happened. Was it just last year? It feels like longer, but the Manning brothers, both, of course, Peyton Manning and his brother, whose name is escaping me.
Eli.
Eli
and then Cooper, who yeah, didn't really make it into the limelight.
But they did something with ESPN that got a lot of attraction because ESPN had Monday Night Football. But they had the game on, but they would have guests, including Aaron Rodgers. I think they had Brett Favre and people, and they would kind of have this conversation, and that proved to be pretty popular. So now Amazon is going to have Thursday Night Football, all the Thursday games throughout the season.
Yeah. And again, I think what they were going for with the Manning brothers was for the casual or even non-football fan, like these guys are kind of funny and they talk during the game and sometimes even over the action and trying to draw in the casual fan. So Amazon says, well, that seemed to make some money. Let's see if we can do it as well. But the group that they got to do kind of their, I don't know what you call it, the casual broadcast of the game. I would never have thought of this, but I think this could be a winning idea. I really like these guys.
Yeah, the comedy group Dude Perfect, they're coming to Amazon. They'll have exclusive rights to those games for the first time ever. Amazon will. Dude Perfect, a sports comedy team best known for performing trick shots and challenges.
And again, these guys are believers. They're brothers in the Lord. And again, positive. And with so much negative stuff on the internet, these guys, I mean, they're just, I don't know, a bunch of guys in their late 20s, early 30s, things like that, just doing crazy stunts, going all over the place, meeting with celebrities, you know, famous athletes and such, and you know, throwing footballs into basketball hoops from the top of a stadium. But I really like these guys, and I think they're going to bring something really positive to this.
They're pretty popular. They've been doing, like, live events around the country and selling out. And so this is selling out, like, the venue is what I mean. And so, again,
not selling out their pay.
I know. Amazon's first Thursday Night Football game taking place September 15th. They promoted this in the draft when the L.A. Chargers take on the Chiefs in Kansas City and two great quarterbacks and two great teams. Very memorable game late in the last season, in the regular season. So, interesting stuff. We'll have to look and see how do their ratings fare with what the Manning brothers do in year two.
And here's what I want. Every time the broadcast goes to commercial, I want to see the Dude Perfect guys doing trick shots during the commercial break.
There you go.
That's what I would like to see.
There you go. Hey, somebody with a birthday today.
Yeah, speaking of a dude, my little brother, the baby of the family, Will, is 15 years old today. Happy birthday, Will.
One, two, three, four.
Happy birthday to all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy birthday to all your dreams come true.
He's not so little, Caleb.
I say the baby of the family. He's the tallest one of all of us. He's almost at 6'3". And I will admit this on the air, 100,000 watts of radiated power all throughout western Wisconsin and central Wisconsin, worldwide at WWIB.com. He did dunk at 14 years old. Mm. I was 15 when I dunked. Okay. So Will is now the reigning record holder in the Swenson household.
There you go.
And I do not begrudge it at all. He's, again, an excellent young man. And look, I love watching you, Will, with what you're doing in sports. Again, it's exciting to see the football player, the basketball player becoming. But something that I really love and admire about my little brother, again, so he's the baby of the family. So he didn't have younger children after him in the family. And so what I've noticed about Will is he's always loved kids. He's always loved being around kids, and they are drawn to him and he welcomes them. And so, you know, you're at church and Will will have, yeah, the other teenagers along with him, but the younger kids are always drawn to Will and he always welcomes them, kind of a let the little children come to me. And so it's something I really admire about my youngest brother, Will, is that, again, young and old, all are welcome with him. He's buoyed and energized by people. He's friends with everybody. And again, I just, Will, I love you, and I want to continue seeing your growth in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I know he's the master of your life, and cannot wait to see what he does in the coming years with you.
There you go. Happy birthday, Will. Can he beat you in one-on-one then?
Yeah. I keep begging off, but yeah.